So how will the government's $400 million funding support firstly help support the Australian film industry?
Well, look, while we recognise the unique situation we're in, I mean, this is a global marketplace and we have a mostly contained virus, and safety guidelines that are up and running and being used effectively for the industry in place right now. The announcement of the $400 million at this particular crucial time was a real blow for the local industry. At a time when local productions are trying to get back up and running with only $50 million dedicated in support, which is mostly going to insurances to get productions back up and running, and a JobKeeper package that didn't apply to a significant amount of creators, it was really poor timing, I have to say. Especially as we're talking about, you know, new regulation and trying to get things in place. So it's going to have a huge effect on the local industry.
You touched on it there, but what current measures are in place to support local content?
So currently, Screen Australia and government incentives have given $50 million. As I said, that's mostly going to be for insurances to get productions back up and running and also new productions coming through. So that's just, a temporary fix. It's a short-term fix. Screen Australia has also offered additional funding of up to $300,000 or 10% of budgets, whatever is lower. And a few of the state agencies have also provided some funding, but it's not a long-term prospect. And whereas to get international productions in, although it will ensure more jobs for crew and some cast, it's great for the economy and tourism. However, the impact for local productions where, you know, our key creatives, meaning our writers, our producers, and especially our directors, lose out. And then if the experienced crew are working on these international productions, what are our local productions left with? It's a big issue.
Well, I suppose the government's argument in this one is purely economic. I'm not sure they've got a great passion for the arts, but they do have a passion for the economy. Can putting money into the Australian film industry promise economic returns on the likes that, well, not necessarily the likes that the government is promising for international productions, but at least to return something back into the economy?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we are working with the government at the moment to ensure this regulation moving forward. At the moment, to get that the economy back up and running, and also, you know, our industry alone, I think gets more money back into the economy than even mining. So one thing we're working on with the government is they've released an options paper basically outlining what we need to do with regulation moving forward to ensure that there's money coming back in and that we can create, you know, a sustainable local industry. And part of that is putting some, you know, quota system on the streamers like Netflix and Amazon and Apple TV, which will generate quite a bit of money each year if we can regulate it. And there are many companies out there who are not for this regulation, and, you know, especially the streamers, of course, but, you know, being international companies coming into Australia, we need to ensure that we've got, as much support to the local productions, you know, as well as the internationals.
Just what might that quota system actually look like?
So what we're pushing for and what the other guilds that we've, you know, put a combined response paper is a percentage of revenue from all service providers. So that means local broadcasters, streaming companies, subscription television like Foxtel, have a percentage of revenue that comes back into Australian content, new Australian content, that's drama, documentary, and children's television content. onto their platforms where, you know, in line with what their business model is. So, you know, Netflix has a kids channel. We would expect that a certain amount of kids content that is Australian-owned and Australian-presented is on that channel. And then if they don't meet that revenue percentage, and we're opting for a 5 to 7.5% revenue percentage each year, if they don't meet that, then that goes into a fund that goes back into content for any platform.
Well, look, it would be wonderful to see more Australian content out there in whatever form it might take. Diana, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Thank you for having me.